Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
The journey to personal business ownership. 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 I've got to own my actions. And my actions will then show people what I'm all about. What I'm all about lately is I went to a Father's Day party the other day, and it was a barbecue. It was fantastic. And I'm eating more, and then the pies come out, and there was, you know, blackberry pie and apple pie and ice cream, and then it was right next to the pool over there. Barbecue over there and pies over here and the pool over there. And I'm eating, and I had to taste all the pies, of course. And, you know, it's like they're like, hey, you going swimming? I'm like, no, I'm not going swimming. It's amazing I have shorts on because my legs are so white. You know, summertime's here, but I haven't been wearing shorts yet. So, you know, what happens is they're like, you got to go swimming. I'm like, I'm not going swimming. I'm not showing this body to anybody. I'm 5 foot fat. I'm overweight. I know it. My actions are speaking louder than my words. My actions is I don't know how to stop eating. They're comfort foods because I'm, you know, living in that constant state of holy crap. You know, what am I going to do next kind of a thing. So everybody else is like, just leave your shirt on and go swimming. We're all fat. And I noticed they were all swimming with their shirts on, except for a couple of young guys that were all buff. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going swimming with my shirt on. I used to be a water polo player. I used to swim. I used to dive. I used to surf. I am not going in. It's like a thing of, you know, of pride. I will go in when I can show my body. Well, that ain't going to happen anytime soon because I'm on a constant state of diet. Jason Phillips is with us. He's the founder and CEO of IN. I don't know if it's N3 Nutrition or what is it? IN3 Nutrition? What is it?
It's whatever you want it to be, my man. We call it N3 Nutrition.
Okay. Nutritional Coaching Institute, N3Nutrition.com. And, you know, it's like, did I just tell the story of most every father on Father's Day that doesn't want to take his shirt? I had three different kinds of pies. And then you know what they said at the end, Jason? They're like, take the pies home. We're not going to eat the pies.
They're not going to eat the pies.
They're in good shape. They give it to the fat guy. I'm like, okay, I'll take them. So I took them. Yeah, here's the best part, though. This is called karma. I took the pies home, and they put three pies, delicious homemade pies. They put three pies in a little box. What do I take out of the trunk of the car that's the most important thing before anything else? The three pies. So I'm walking in the front door of my house after parking the car. And what happens? I'm holding the box and I go to close the door. So I kind of balance the box just wrong. And all three pies go flying because it, you know, the box tipped over and land face down on our hardwood floor. And the dog comes running in. It's like, and so I'm like, get away from the pie. Get away. Get away. I'm like growling at the dog. So, yeah, I scooped them up. I ate whatever I could that needed to be eaten in that second because the dog's going after it. And, I had about a half a pie. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's a little unfortunate. I mean, all those pies went to waste.
No. I saved even the stuff that couldn't be saved. I was down there with my hands, you know, eating. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I said, I dropped the pies. She goes, how could you drop the pies? I go, listen, you know, this is God telling me I shouldn't be eating them. This is Alan telling God I'm eating them anyway. There's a 3-second rule. Anyway,
hey, you know, you got to talk back every now and then.
That's right. All right. So here's the deal. Most of us entrepreneurs, we are, some of you guys in particular, Jason, are in fantastic shape. That's your gig. But there was a time in your life when you had anorexia, right?
Yes, sir.
And there was a time in your life when you started, and I want to hear the story. You started your business and you were overdrawn. Oh, my God. That's exactly what you don't want. I'm starting my business, and I'm overdrawn. Oh, jeez. We'll take a little break. We'll come back and find out about Jason Phillips. Let's all get in shape. His new book coming out. It is The Last Diet Ever. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Jason Phillips joining us. Former anorexic, now running a nutritional coaching institute. How does that happen? All right, we're going to hear the story.
That takes it full circle. I'm not sure anybody's going to listen to me now.
Listen, I'm 5 foot fat. I can, if you're this kind of guy, you can understand me starting a nutritional institute because I'm like on a constant diet. I've been on a diet for 50 years since I was 10. So,
what kind of diet?
Seafood.
What kind of diet?
Seafood, man. I see it. I eat it.
Seafood diet. Absolutely.
Anyway, tell us your story, Jason.
Man, you know, so for me, I was an athlete. I'm going to use the term really loosely because I played golf. No disrespect to the golfers out there. It's an athletic sport these days.
But, jeez.
You know, 2002, I was an athlete.
Let me just tell you. Hold on. Listen. I get stretch marks if I play golf, just so you know. So, yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, goodness. But I was playing golf, and I got injured. You know, I was nationally ranked, got injured, and it was the first time I'd ever stepped foot in the weight room. You know, before that, I thought weights were too heavy, so I didn't bother picking them up.
Right.
And, found myself in the weight room, found myself doing rehab, and, you know, started to see some changes with my body. Around the same time, got offered a few, you know, modeling gigs, and one thing led to another. I started following all the mainstream diet advice. You know, I read the magazines, I read the articles, and this is back when print was huge, and you know, I there weren't internet forums or anything like this in 2002, and I was listening to, well, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, and before I knew it, I had a whole list of foods that I couldn't eat, a very small amount that I could eat. And I had no real proper exercise advice. And so I was down to, you know, I'm 5'9". I was down to 118 pounds, which is, you know, that's pretty skinny. And
dude,
it was,
I will tell you, when I got married, my wife, who's 5'7", I think, 5'8", maybe, I don't know. She was 123 pounds, and she was skinny.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about a man.
She was lean.
Yeah, and you must have been anorexic. I guess that's what they call it, right?
Skin and bones. They call it anorexia for a reason, my man. It was, and you know, I'll tell you what, it's not just the physical nature that comes with it. There's a lot that comes with it. You know, there was obviously some mental components, so psychological, there were some physiological hormonal issues that I had to go through. And, you know, when I say it was a downward spiral, it was probably the roughest 12 to 18 months of my life. And, you know, fortunately for me, I did find health and fitness. You know, prior to that, I, you know, if you would have asked me, you know, what a good protein source was, I'd have probably said chicken fingers. And if you would have said, what's a good vegetable, I would have probably said pizza. You know, I didn't like anything green. I certainly didn't care about the quality of the food I ate. It's just not the background that I came from. And so I did find health and fitness. And after I overcame anorexia, I said, I'm going to pay it forward to the world, and I'm going to help as many people as I possibly can. And I'm proud to say I did that. You know, at the age of 19 years old, I started and I did that. Unfortunately, at 29 years old, I was still doing that, but I was doing it for free without a lot of structure. And I'll say I was dabbling in it. You know, I had no real business structure. I had nothing. And as you mentioned, Thanksgiving in 2014, I woke up on Thanksgiving morning and, I told you kind of off air, I have the longest Starbucks running streak. I would love for somebody to tell me if they've beat me, but over 6 years of going to Starbucks every single day, getting the same drink every morning, haven't missed a day. And, you know, went to the grocery store in town to get my Starbucks, happened to look down at my bank account on the app on my phone, and I was overdrawn $27.05. I'll never forget it. Now, I mean, to put it even worse in perspective, not only was I overdrawn, I was on vacation with my girlfriend at the time, and no man wants to not be able to afford, you know, his vacation, let alone in front of his girlfriend. And, you know, and listen, I couldn't end the Starbucks streak, so it was pure panic. But then we call this the Thanksgiving miracle. We started walking the aisles of the grocery store. I looked down at my bank account, and for whatever reason, by some grace of God, a $500 check had cleared. And so I actually had the money to not only get my coffee, to get the groceries. I made it through to pay for the vacation. And it was literally that day that forever changed me. I said, you know, I'm at rock bottom. I know how to add value to people. I just need to figure out how to add value and also make a business from it. And I went home with that declaration. And, you know, here we are today. You know, IN3 Nutrition helps tens of thousands of people. The Nutritional Coaching Institute has certified thousands of professionals that now have gone on to help thousands of people. And I live what I call the billion person mission. I want to help 1 billion people, you know, through my certifications and through the people that it helps change their lives through health and fitness. And that's what leads us to, you know, building out the your last diet ever. You know, that's our next major thing.
All right, we're going to talk about that. A new book coming out, The Last Diet Ever. Here he is, an anorexic guy in the nutrition business doing a huge business. And maybe we can all learn from him just a little bit. His name is Jason Phillips, IN3Nutrition.com. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, and I am 5 foot fat. We'll be right back.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So Jason's journey begins with him battling anorexia at 18 years old. He uses that experience today to help thousands of people achieve their fitness goals. And he has a formal background, by the way, in... he majored in exercise science with a concentration in fitness and nutrition. He's written a couple of books. He's got another one coming out. First of all, Jason, let's talk about the books that you've written and this journey. And,
sure.
And we want to try and help people on this show. That's what it's all about. There's a lot of people out there like me that, you know, they won't take their shirt off. I used to be a water polo player. You know, water polo players are lean and they're mean and they're
you have to be.
You can't touch the bottom. If you know about water polo, you are literally swimming the entire game. It's a badass game of a good example. We decided to play football against the football team, which we had a league champion football team. We say, let's just play touch football, and if we win, the cheerleaders have to come and cheer at the water polo games because they didn't want to do that. This was in the 70s, all right? So things were a little different back in there. So we played touch football against the football team. We beat their ass. And they said, well, let's just play water polo with you guys. And we're like, okay. So we're like, oh, really? And, you know, it was kind of funny. But anyway.
It didn't end well.
At all.
I didn't play football, but there's no chance I would want to play water polo because I would take football over water polo any day.
Let me tell you, it was so funny. And most of my friends were football players, you know, but we used to call them knuckle draggers, you know, because it's like it was pure brute strength. And they
especially then.
You know, and yeah, well, and you know, and here's the deal. They looked at us like we were just like these little tadpoles swimming around, and when we beat them, they were pretty surprised. But what it did is it brought us together because we were all friends anyway, but they weren't giving us any respect. Now, we weren't giving them any respect either because we thought they were just monkeys, you know, like apes. You know, but what happened is we all became friends, and it was probably the best. It was my senior year, the best year of my life in sports, and I learned so much through sports. But here I am today. I won't even take my shirt off. I'm 220 pounds. I'm 5'11", which, you know, I mean, I just got man boobs, so I don't know what to tell you. It's terrible. So I got man boobs and a big belly. It's just, you know,
5 foot fat with man boobs. Yeah, not what we are going to. We are not going to teach people to do that.
But here's the deal.
We're not going to teach people that.
I am the hardest working guy I've ever met, and you know, it's like I take pride in being able to be strong, hardworking, do anything. I want to be one of those do anything kind of guys, but I'm not really great. So I recently went on a diet. My daughter, who's 25, mm-hmm. just had a baby. She went on this diet with a company that makes makeup and stuff. Arbonne, I think, is the name of the company.
Yep.
And, man, she's looking good. And I'm like, wow, look at you. And her husband went on this diet where you make shakes. And so I go, I'm going to do it. I lost like 18 pounds. I was good. I really was feeling really good. But I overdid it. So here's what happens.
Yep.
Us entrepreneurs, we overdo everything. It's, you know what
we always do.
Somebody said to me one day, they go, you know what? You don't plant the seed today and harvest the fruit tomorrow. It takes time. And I'm like,
amen.
Yeah, okay. Everything has its season in life. And you know what? I am just an idiot like all the other idiots out there that think we can, you know, go on a diet for 2 weeks and then for the next 5 years we're going to look like you probably look. So really it's a lifestyle change. So how with your new book, The Last Diet Ever, are you going to help us out there rethink, rejigger, have a paradigm shift to be able to change our lives the way we eat so that we don't eat the pie off the floor and let the dog lick it up, you know?
Well, maybe you will eat the pie off the floor and maybe you will not let the dog lick it up, because I think that is the problem. You know, I think you nailed it right on the head. You said we all work our butts off. You know, we all work really hard and we overdo it. And I think that, you know, people look at this, I'm either dieting or I'm not dieting. And that fundamentally is the problem, because if you're dieting, that means you're excluding things. It means you're omitting things. And, you know, and using your example, it's you're excluding pie and you're omitting pie. But the truth is, let's be honest, you're not going to omit pie forever. And I can tell you one thing I will never omit. Anyone that's seen me talk or heard me talk knows I will never omit pizza. You know, that is something that is a staple of my life. Everywhere I go, I like to try the hole in the wall. You know, if I go to New York City, I get to try a slice every time I walk by a place, and so I'm usually pretty full in about two blocks.
You're right.
And but you know, I have these non-negotiables in my life, and so what I've done and what I've understood, you know, I've coached people now for the better part of 16 years, and you know, I've understood that it's never the diet that fails people; they fail themselves, and it's because they look at it as restriction versus non-restriction, and you know, that you're either quote unquote on or you're quote unquote off. And what if we actually lived in this middle ground? And what if we understood that it was the process itself that got us to where we want to be, and that it was never the end result that we needed to put our mind onto? And so what I've built with Your Last Diet Ever is we actually build the principles that will define your life. And what have I been doing that has worked? Like, what, you know, there's things I'm sure that you tried in the Arbonne or in other dietary endeavors that you actually enjoyed. And then there's things that you probably hated. Well, those things that you hated, let's get rid of them. Those things that you liked, let's keep going. And now let's talk about, well, what else might work for you? Mm. And this whole dieting endeavor does not have to be one giant sacrifice, because there's none of us that are going to live our lives, the rest of our lives, as sacrifice.
Right. All right. Hold tight. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the non-negotiables and the principles that will define your life. And I want to ask you about a couple of the other diets out there. Like right now, a lot of my friends are doing the 8-hour diet, where you eat everything in that 8 hours.
Oh yeah.
So I just am curious. I want to hear from you. We'll take a little break.
Hold it.
I gotta take a break. Don't you talk. It's gonna run us over. We'll be right back. I'm having a good time.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So you look in the mirror in the morning if you're a guy, and you see those big, beautiful man boobs that you shouldn't have because you're overweight. At least I do, anyway. I'm like, wow, look at the size of my chest. And it's just, it's not shaped right, all right? Jason Phillips.
It's not shaped the way you want it.
Right. These are not man chest. These are the opposite sex. Anyway, and I want to get in shape. I'm sick and tired of being overweight and fat and just, you know, what I am. And it hit me really hard on Father's Day weekend when I was at a pool party and did not do anything but go above my ankles in the pool. And even then, I didn't take my shoes off. No, I'm joking. I took my shoes off.
Hey, at least we got the shoes off. We didn't get the shirt off. But right. I promise you, next year, Alan's taking his shirt off on Father's Day.
All right. So you have is the book out or is it about to come out? The Last Diet Ever?
No, sir. It's getting ready to come out. It should be out by the end of the summer.
But you have a couple other books. Tell me about the other books.
Sure. So I wrote Macros Explained and Macros Applied. And so, right, you know, you before the break, you mentioned, you know, the intermittent fasting diet, to eat only for 8 hours.
Right.
So one of the biggest trends in the world has been this macronutrient movement. You know, some people call it flexible dieting, some call it if it fits your macros. And there's so much confusion around it, as there is with everything in the dietary space. And so, you know, people are like, what is a macro? What does that mean?
Yeah,
How do you apply it?
What does it mean? I thought you were talking about mackerel, like the fish, or macaroni. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, macaroni is part of my last diet ever, too. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But, you know, when we're talking about macros, everybody talks about calories. And, you know, what? Two of the studies that I mentioned to you, there's the McDonald's study where a gentleman ate nothing but McDonald's in a calorie deficit and lost weight.
Yeah.
And then there was the Twinkie study where somebody ate nothing but Twinkies in a calorie deficit and he lost weight. But what they don't report is what percentage of that weight lost was lean muscle and how much of it was body fat. And I think if you started to look deeper, you would actually see that these individuals got fatter while losing weight. And from a nutritionist perspective, that is not something we ever want.
So what you're saying, you get fatter, but you lose muscle.
Yes. So you're losing muscle. So you're losing scale weight. But you're also, you have a higher percentage of body fat. I don't want to necessarily say you gain body fat, but because you're losing such a large amount of muscle,
right,
your percentage of body fat is higher. And nobody needs a higher percentage of body fat. That's why we started this in the first place.
Well, let's just say you're killing yourself if you're doing that.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, and research is pretty clear. One of the keys to longevity, one of the keys to actually maximizing metabolic rate long term, is the preservation of lean tissue. And a lot of people will get scared when I say that, you know, I don't want to go in the gym and I don't want to, you know, gain lots of muscle. No, no, we're not saying that. It's just the preservation of the lean tissue that you currently have.
Gotcha. All right. We're talking with Jason Phillips, founder and CEO of N3Nutrition.com. You can look him up on the web. The Nutrition Coaching Institute he also has. I bought a gym. I have a 12,000 square foot gym. I haven't lost any weight at all from the gym. I'm an entrepreneur, so I buy a gym thinking it'll help me lose weight. So even buying a gym doesn't make you lose weight. I'm telling you, I'm trying everything, Jason.
Oh, man. You just haven't tried the last diet ever, man. We haven't gotten you.
All right, all right. What are the non-negotiables? Let's go there and the principles that will define your life. I wrote those things down. I'm not negotiating.
But let's use you. What are your non-negotiables? You know, I think for a lot of people, you know, I'll use myself as an example. I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I got a Vegas trip coming up. I got a Bahamas trip coming up. You know, that means it's probably going to be a little bit of alcohol involved. It definitely means there's going to be dinners out. Anybody that knows me knows I love my Mastro's and my butter cake. And those are non-negotiables in my life. I'm not changing them. You know, in fact, it's something that has to be present for me to enjoy life. You know, there's no quote unquote diet that is going to make me not enjoy life. So what, you know, what would be in yours, Alan?
Well, I don't know. At this point, I don't know. I think,
pie. We've already established pie.
Look, and I told my wife the other day, she says to me, you got to just stop eating sugar. I said, I'd rather die. I mean, I like sweets.
Why are we going to take sugar out? And here's what we have to be honest about. You like sweets. And so there's so many people that are not being honest with themselves when they undertake a diet. And if you like sweets, it's like the keto craze right now. They're saying, well, keto works. Keto undeniably works. But let's be very honest with yourself. Are you never going to eat a carbohydrate the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have a carbohydrate at some point in your life.
Well, listen, here's how I feel. I should not feel like a pervert for eating a bag of Hershey's Kisses.
You should not feel bad for desiring the Hershey's Kisses nor consuming them. And let me tell you, having Hershey's Kisses absolutely can get you where you want to go. And that's the crazy part.
I really like you. You know that I like you a lot.
Hey, you know, we're starting to get along.
I know.
Pie to 5 foot fat to Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah, right. So how do we do this? What are the principles that will help me define my life? Because I got a half a bag of Hershey's Kisses waiting in my truck.
So we got to know. So I have a four-phase approach that I use.
Okay.
Number one is awareness, right? We have to call awareness. What are your habits? And inside of those habits, it's not just, you know, how many calories you take in and how many macros you take in, but it's how many meals do you like to eat out? How many social meals do you have? How many drinks do you need to have? Are there specific foods like Hershey's Kisses that you need to have? Let's identify that. That's our foundation.
Right.
Okay. Then I'm going to educate you. Then I'm going to teach you the science because you need to understand why what you're doing is working or is not working.
Right.
Then I'm going to ask you your desires. You're going to talk about your desires. What is it that you ultimately want? Like, how do you want your life to live? And I have this, you know, your diet, how it syncs up to your connections in life, also how it syncs up to your finance. That's what we call the three-dimensional model. But what are your desires? What do you want to see happen? How do you want to feel on a day-to-day basis? Obviously, you want to lose weight. But what are the desires? And then we're going to sync up the awareness, the education, and the desire, and we're going to build your specific application. And that's where the magic comes in, because what you're doing from an application standpoint and what I'm doing from an application standpoint and what every listener on this show is doing from an application standpoint is completely different. Mm.
So at the end of the day, knowledge is power. I get that. That's a very important thing. All right, we're going to get some more knowledge from you on the other side of the break here. This is so important. I'm going a whole hour with you, brother. I got to tell you.
I love it.
Because, first of all, some of it's kind of funny, and I'm going long on my own personal stories. Our dog is overweight from how much food hits the floor when I'm eating. We'll take a break. It is Entrepreneur Weekly.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
We're talking to a former anorexic. Today, he is the founder and CEO of the Nutrition Coaching Institute and N3 Nutrition. He's got a new book going to be coming out, The Last Diet Ever. We're talking a little bit about that and some of the principles that will help to define your life. He says, awareness, know the science. What are your desires? And then if you sync all those together with some good education, maybe it'll help you to achieve your goal of whatever that may be. Now, if it's losing weight, one thing. But at the end of the day, I believe as entrepreneurs, this show is for and about entrepreneurs and those that may someday like to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to listen to the show. It's kind of life happening. And that's why, you know, I'll talk about anything under the sun with anybody, that when we can come to the end of that conversation, we can walk away with some nuggets of wisdom to make life a little bit easier and to have us understand, you know, maybe my problem is that I am not conscious of the science of what I'm eating. My wife, now, on the other hand, I've been married in August 33 years, together 38 years.
And congratulations.
We have four kids and a couple of grandkids now. And my wife has been thin and pretty the entire time. I think she understands the science. I think women have to a little bit more because their bodies are much, much more of a big petri dish. Matter of fact, we went to the doctor one time and the doctor says to me, he says, you know, I know you like cars. He goes, let me put it this way. Your wife's a Ferrari. You got to take good care of her. He says, you know, you got to give her tune-ups and make sure the oil's changed. He says, you're a dump truck. You can do whatever the hell you want. Well, you know, so much for that, because I look like a dump truck at this point, Jason. But anyway. So then when we're talking about the awareness, these principles that will help define life, awareness, know the science, desires, know what those desires are, and you sync them all together. Is that what you also teach in the Nutrition Coaching Institute? And you actually teach people how to coach others in there?
Yeah, so that's actually what we do at the Nutritional Coaching Institute. We teach people how to coach others. You know, I went through school, like you mentioned earlier. I got my degree, and I came out, and I had all this knowledge, and I couldn't wait to share all this knowledge with everybody. And what I found was people were like, wow, that's really cool, but how are you going to help me, right? And you know, you and I could get on a consult or a call, and I could teach you everything you need to know about biology and biochemistry and physiology and digestion and metabolism and all this stuff. And you would say, Jason, shut up. Just tell me what I need to know. And the problem that I started identifying in the field was that most practitioners lacked that practical application. It'd be like the entrepreneurs that understand finance and they understand economics. They understand the principles of building a business, yet they have a hard time getting in the trenches and actually building out their business. And, you know, understanding principles and theory is great. Understanding application is what wins the game. And so when we built the Nutritional Coaching Institute, we said, this is going to be an application-based institute. And so now we have a level one course, a level two course, there's some specialty courses, and they are deeply rooted in application. And I believe that I've built the couple thousand of practitioners that apply better than anybody else in the space. And that's something I'm pretty darn proud of.
Awesome. It's funny because us fat guys, we hang out together, right? I'm not talking about you because you wouldn't be in my crowd.
We'd be out eating pie together. Don't you worry.
Okay. But I was with another one of my fat buddies, and I'm not like hugely fat, and neither is he. But we're always worried about becoming hugely fat because we know that's just around the corner if we're not careful. So he says to me, we're sitting at dinner, and he says to me, "Hey, I got a new diet." It's like we try everything, right? I said, "What is it?" He goes, "It's the 8-hour diet." Now, we started talking about that. This to me seems pretty simple because they tried it on rats, and I guess it even works on rats. What is it about the 8-hour diet, and why does it work when you eat only within this 8-hour period? And he eats from
you want to know the simple reason it works?
Yeah,
you're eating less.
You're eating less, and you're actually applying the principles of, you know, a certain time clock. You're eating less, and maybe you're even being more conscious of what you're eating. But he's like, he's over there eating pie, and I'm like, he goes, "No, you can eat whatever you want." I'm like, "No, you can't eat whatever you want." He says, "No, you can eat whatever you want." So we argued back and forth, and I watched him eat his pie, and he says he's losing weight. There must be something, but I think the systems and processes of anything you do in life are still going to be very important. Like you said, the application, making sure you apply the principles.
Absolutely. We'll apply it, you know, for the entrepreneur side. You know, if you're working 24 hours around the clock, we'll equate that to eating 24 hours around the clock. If you eat 24 hours around the clock, you're going to gain yourself a significant amount of weight, right? And if you work 24 hours around the clock, you're going to gain yourself a significant amount of money. Ideally, right? Yep. Ideally, if you're doing it right. We're going to cut that into one third, right? 8 hours. So let's eliminate two thirds of your work and let's eliminate two thirds of your food consumption. If you eliminate two thirds of that food consumption, well, you're only going to gain one third the amount of weight. And obviously that puts you, because of the way physiology works, in a calorie deficit, so you're actually going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And if you work only one third the amount of time, you are likely going to only make one third the amount of money as if you were working 24 hours around the clock. It's simple. And I think that the marketers have done an amazing job of the 8-hour diet or the intermittent fasting diet of making it sound really sexy. But in its bare bones principles, it is the consumption of less, and it allows you to do a little bit more. There are some great benefits, and I don't want to make this too scientific. You know, there's some great benefits inside of like longevity and reducing inflammation and mental clarity that comes with a fasting type diet. I am actually a pretty big proponent of it.
A lot of people are talking about fasting too. So when we come back, our last segment, I want you to, you own a coaching institute. I want you to put on your professor's cap and give us entrepreneurs something to take away with us that'll help us in our lives. These principles that will define your life. We've been talking about non-negotiables and things like that, but now you are the coach. We're going to be right back to talk with you some more on the other side. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Today, it is what it is. I'm fat.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this show is a special show because it's the beginning of summer. And too many of us entrepreneurs are feeling the pain of being overweight because we're overworked. We do it to ourselves. Lack of discipline, we'll call it. I know that's what it is for me. Love of Hershey's Kisses, that's another one. Jason
but
Phillips.
They work.
they give me such, my friend says to me, you know what? He goes, "Those kisses are not love, you know." I said, "No, but they sure taste good." Anyway.
But we're making them lovable kisses today. We're making
true.
Them lovable kisses.
The Nutritional Coaching Institute, in3nutrition.com, in3nutrition.com, Jason Phillips. All right, Professor, I am your student. Please coach away.
So first and foremost, what everyone has to understand, you are your greatest asset, right? You make the decisions in your life. And so, everybody that's listening to this, whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to gain weight, whether you're just trying to feel better, connect better, it all comes down to you. And, you know, there's a lot of successful people that are going to listen to this. And the reason you got successful wasn't because somebody came to you and handed you the keys to a business. It's because you had an idea, you had a vision, and you took the appropriate actions, right? And the same thing is going to happen inside of your body. When you have this vision of where you want to go, it's all about making the appropriate action.
Right.
So that's principle number one, is you are your greatest asset. You know, principle number two would be, I think people need to start asking the right questions. I think we live our lives asking the question how. And unfortunately, I think the question how leads us to a lot of rabbit holes. You know, we could talk, you know, the entrepreneurial world, and we could talk about scale and growth and marketing and systems and selling. And there's lots of ways of how. And I think if we allow ourselves to get caught up and we jump from tactic to tactic to tactic, we're going to end up failing because we're not deeply committed inside of anything. And it's the same in the dietary world. If you jump from diet to diet to diet, you continue to ask the question how, ultimately you're going to find yourself failing. Instead, I believe people need to start asking two simple questions. What is it I truly want? And in the diet world, you don't want weight loss. You know, you want weight loss so that you can take your shirt off the pool. You want weight loss so that you connect better with your, you know, significant other. Or maybe you want more energy to be able to go to work. And why do I want that? Well, I need to be able to connect better to my husband or wife because, you know, they deserve that.
No,
you know, they're frustrated
that
I'm not connected.
My wife, listen, she's truly into chubby. She loves me all chubby. I'm joking. Keep going, though. I'm playing.
So, you know, the same with work. Why do I need more energy at work? Well, I need to be able to produce, you know, for my family.
Yeah, you know, I will tell you, when I'm overweight, I do not have the energy. I think my fat is sucking my energy.
It is for everybody. And the one of the main reasons, ironically, it would be, you know, I would draw you a circle if we were in front of a whiteboard. It's sucking your energy, and it's sucking your energy. So on the way home from work, you start making poor decisions. When you make those poor decisions, it sucks more of your energy. You're in this cycle of retraction instead of this cycle of expansion. And so if we get you on the right dietary track, we begin expansion.
Right.
I don't want to belabor the point too much, but, you know, principle number three would always be, you know, that we have the power, right? Number one, I said that you are your own biggest asset. But number three, we all have to own, like, it's always our fault. So where you are today, all the successes, I believe they need to be celebrated. I don't think people celebrate their successes enough. So you need to realize you are the reason that you are where you are. But also, right, when you look in the mirror and you don't look the way that you want to look, it's because of you. You made those choices. Nobody put a gun to your head, and nobody said you had to eat the pie, and nobody said you had to drink the beer, and nobody said you had to go to the party. Right? These are decisions that you have continued to make. Number four would be a selfish selflessness. Now, I think so many of us, especially in 16 years of coaching clients, well, I had to eat out with my friends, and they were ordering pizza, and, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, I think all of us entrepreneurs and those of us that have found success, we all want to give. You know, we all have a very powerful why. We all have a strong reason. And I know for me, I just want to pay it forward. You know, when I was anorexic, I don't ever want to see another 18-year-old anorexic. And so there's times in my life I have to be selfish. I have to own my time. I have to own my decision, not pander to others. And, you know, I think that a lot of entrepreneurs understand that sentiment, but they have a hard time applying it.
All right. If you want more information on the Nutrition Coaching Institute or N3 Nutrition, check out the website in3nutrition.com. You can reach out to Jason Phillips and maybe change your life. I know that being 5 foot fat is not my favorite thing, although saying it is fun.
It is fun.
It is fun. You've been fun. Thank you for explaining some of this. And I think, you know, the next step for all these people is take action. So here's your call to action.
100%.
N3Nutrition.com. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my man. I really appreciate your time today.
This song is called Brand New Man from Seventh Day Slumber, a great band. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll see you next week. Lose some weight like me. At least I'm trying.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.